December 3rd back into open session.
So the floor is open for the transaction of business again, and I will entertain motions on the floor, followed by discussion if needed, for the approval of a contract by a vendor to provide us consulting services, financial consulting services. So do I hear motions on the floor?
I'll make a motion to extend an offer to Ricardo for a consultancy position for up to 3 days per week.
I second it.
Will the term, what's the term end in?
Yeah, based on whatever. Can I make it based on that spreadsheet, Dimitri?
On these calculations, yes, I think you can. These are pretty good numbers.
Okay.
These are pretty good numbers. Any discussion?
Or do you have the motion?
I'm trying.
Sorry, I should have talked a little bit.
Can you repeat it one more time? Because I had like three people talk and I was trying.
So I'll make a motion to extend an offer to Ricardo for a consultancy contract for up to 3 days a week at a...
Based upon calculations that have been proposed?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if I absolutely do that, but...
I mean...
Yeah, that's fine. I think you got it.
Do you have a second? I'll second it.
Yeah.
So to help you out a little bit, I said that the bulk of his work is in number two. I would probably say 80% of his work is here, and about 10% of his work is here, these cost centers. All right? So do we want to include those things?
If they fall within the parameters.
If they fall within the parameters of the 3 days, or do we want to exclude them? Think through this, because if we exclude them,
then you will have
then he's going to charge you if we ask him to do any of those things.
Right.
If we include them, we still want to make sure that he does not spend time on things that I'm doing or some of you may be doing, and he does not do the most important part, which is right here, number two.
I think if we're going to bring him on board, that it would be wise to undo number one.
Okay. When you say undo, you mean not
put that as part of
the responsibility. Include that in the scope.
Yeah, part of the responsibility. Well, I think maybe they should all be included as potential options in the scope, because you don't want him saying, well, you know, developing and implementing transportation strategy isn't in my contract, so therefore
right.
But we
still need to put, I would say that number two should be given the highest priority.
Sure.
Number two should be actually number one. Okay, if we want to do that in terms of priority, because this is where we're getting our money's worth out of him. And we don't want him to be spending time on all these other things, and this one here is not going anywhere. So I'm going to ask one of our lawyers, we have three of them, to work with us and comment on this contract and put some language around here. It's a three-pager, I think. Yeah, three pages. That will allow us to do the things we want to do. Anything else you see here?
The only thing I have a question on is the liability insurance. There wasn't there a part?
He has no...
He's not...
We have no liability for anything that he does.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
And we
go
don't
down,
have to do
go
work
down,
with
comp. Dimitri,
work
go down.
Like that.
Okay.
It's
go
in
down.
Letter E, I believe.
No, F.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Independent contractor.
No, F.
F.
I think Tanner's talking about F.
Yeah, the liability.
The liability.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
no
what I wanted to make sure that was talking about, is the, like, absolving Odyssey from
okay.
the liability.
But I would still want our lawyers to take a look at this, just in case there is anything that we're missing out. And my suggestion to you will be that item number two is priority. Item number four is right after it, and then the other three things are part of the scope if we need it.
So do you want us to mark it up tonight?
tonight?
I can stay. I know you have to go. Tammy and I can.
Okay. Yes, we can vote, and then.
Sure.
And then.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. So we have a motion. Any other discussion?
I just have a question about the management of the school site operations. Like, what does that entail?
Okay, what that is, what Ricardo did, again, on his own, he looked into our budget and says, where are some of the biggest costs other than salaries and benefits?
So like the food service to academia?
Everybody. All of food service. Okay, all of food service.
Okay.
We have separated food service as a cost center by itself. Facilities management is another one. So we're saying there are two areas that we're looking at very closely. Very closely. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks.
That we may be able to create more efficiencies and save money.
I just don't want him stepping on like John's toes.
He's not.
For the first.
Actually, what he's doing is he's helping them out.
I think I should leave.
So he's okay. Going to be working.
And he's staying out of them.
Thank
he's
you.
Just looking at their numbers, and he tells me that I work with John and I work with the kitchen. How are they doing? I get.
And could he contact academia too in reference to the food service? He does all that stuff already.
He does all that. He keeps an eye. So now right here, this is my meeting with Ricardo, and in here, you will see that I have three reports. One has to do with building 26 and 27.
Right.
And what we're doing there, which is not very much right now. The other is with food services.
Let's see real quick, was he involved with negotiating the contract with them?
Yeah,
the
take a look at them.
Yeah. Was no, involved? I just wanted to.
Right up on top in the line says
food,
cook center. So I know exactly what's happening in the kitchen because I go and I watch them. Now Nick does the same thing too. I'm not stepping on anybody's toes.
Yeah.
We're all trying to help them how to create more efficiencies, make sure that the operations are going well, and so on and so forth.
Awesome. All right, that's not the only question I had about it.
Okay.
I live that way.
I'm sorry to grab that.
Would she come to me?
So I would suggest, if we're going to alter this contract, I would actually suggest altering paragraph 3A, which is in compensation to, because to me, we keep talking about 3 days a week, 4 days a week, but what we're really talking about is hours. And if his time is divided, but do you tell me, Dimitri, if this isn't how Ricardo actually works? If he's working 4 hours a day, you know, he could work 4 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And that would still be within contract, and I would rather specify that.
Hours. Not to exceed 24 hours, unless he gets special permission from either myself or the headmaster, or both of us.
Better put it in hours.
My brother charges billable hours.
I think we're with
the vote. We like to think in hours or 15-minute increments.
And I do think that the $1,000 number is what might have caused a lot of angst in people is when you see $1,000 a day, though it may be very...
I don't mind angst in people in this room, but when that angst stepped out of these doors, I have a big problem with
that. I meant
this evening that was that was one thing that was slightly different from what we had talked about before, is what I'm saying.
Yes, why don't we vote and we'll make the adjustments?
Yeah, that's
right.
So do we need an amendment to the motion then? The motion says... to extend an offer to Ricardo for consultancy contract for up to 3 days a week based upon calculations that have been proposed and as amended by designated board members.
Well, we haven't voted on the motion, so it could be a...
No, that's what I meant. This is what the motion is.
Change that from days to hours.
Yeah, change 3 days to 24 hours.
To 24 hours.
Yeah, a week.
Or 72 hours for
24
days.
Hours a week.
Well, if you go 3 days, it's 72 hours. So
eight-hour days.
8 hour days. Oh,
yeah.
You're right. 24.
Yeah.
So
24 hours a week.
I want to work at your job. I work around the clock.
For up to 24 hours a week, based upon calculations that have been proposed and as amended by designated board members, that opens you up for the amendment after we've voted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that okay? Because I also
think if you just have the 24 hours, maybe just the scope of his responsibilities could be changed after the fact.
Right.
I'm just saying 24 hours. How he
not to exceed 24
works
hours.
Those 24 hours, we can decide whenever we want to. You don't have to put that into the motion.
Yes.
24 hours a week.
Right.
Boom. Okay.
Just 24 hours a week.
24 to a max 24 hours, no matter what it is.
Voting now?
Without.
The motion is on the floor. Joe was the first. George H. was the second.
All those in favor? Or Demetrius?
Yeah, Demetrius.
You have to speak now. You have to call for the vote, I think.
Okay. No more discussion. Let's vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Unanimous. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Motion to adjourn. I need a first and a second.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
And I'll see you folks tomorrow night.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Quick question.
Joe, thanks for staying
with the strategic plan. Do you want people?